USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial has been delayed 2 weeks, giving his legal team time to prepare and allowing President Biden to finish his cabinet appointments. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments will begin on the week of February 8th.
The House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide.
Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol. He's the first former president to face such charges, which could ban him from holding further office. One dead and two critically injured, dozens sent to the hospital after a tour bus wrecked on a road in northwestern Arizona. Federal investigators say it appears the driver was distracted. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As states are opening up vaccination clinics, ground rules are being set, and Florida's governor is saying no to tourists.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents, and we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, we don't support that, and we're not going to do that.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
150 to 200 National Guard members who are deployed to protect the Capitol at President Joe Biden's inauguration in D.C. have tested positive for the coronavirus, and officials say those numbers could grow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate voted overwhelmingly to confirm Lloyd Austin as the new Secretary of Defense.
The 67-year-old was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Executive orders signed by President Biden this week have ended tens of thousands of union jobs.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.